Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
He's the only man to interview modern-day gladiators at Arrowhead and original gladiators in the Coliseum. He grew up rooting for Honus Wagner and saw Jesse Owens get four golds in Berlin. He saw Wilt score 100 in a night. Points, of course. Yes, we are saying he's old. It's the godfather of Kansas City sports, Frank Bohl, on the program.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is just, oh my God.
New profile pic.
Yes. I need that too. Can you send that to me as well?
Yeah. Good stuff.
That is going to be sent to that individual with, have you seen this man?
I've already sent it to him, but that'd be funny if you sent it to him.
I'm going to send it to him. You remember when he got married, what we did?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
At his wedding reception, we all went up and shook a friend of ours' hands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every time we did, every time we'd walk by, we'd go to the restroom or we'd find a reason to walk by him while he was up in the greeting line.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we would go stand, we would step in, real quick, hey, just want to say congrats, and shake his hand, and we put jazz bucks in his hand.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's great.
So he had to keep putting it in his pocket.
Yeah.
But he came away. I had, the jazz, four or five free meals, no problem.
It's the way back in the day that the alumni used to slip you money when you're in a locker room. They'd come in and shake your hand. And first time it ever happened to me, this alumni walks in the locker room, sophomore after a football game. He shakes my hand and I was...
Aren't you worried about being kicked out of the Hall of Fame?
No,
now?
I don't think so.
For talking about the illegal payments that you received as a football player at Villanova?
It pales in comparison to what they're getting now legally. Okay, but the deal was, and then the bill would drop on the floor, and the guys go, what are you doing? Pick up the money.
You idiot.
What is that? Was he giving me, just shut up and take the
That's what we were doing.
Yes.
We thought we were quite clever.
Yes.
I think we were, and it irritated him, which...
which is better yet.
Which was mission accomplished.
Sure.
That's what we were looking for.
Yes, I like that.
By the way, our buddy Frank Bohl's appearance here, brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. TwinPeaksRestaurant.com, if you want to hit the best happy hour in town. Hit Twin Peaks, Independence, Olathe, and in the Northland. 29-degree man-sized draft beers.
I don't drink man-sized. I'm not much of a man.
I do. I like the man-sized draft beer, and I like the little thermometer telling you great.
I'm out there with you.
Telling you exactly the it's always, sometimes it's 27.6, but it is great. I love ice-cold draft beer. They got it.
Floating in the top of it.
TVs everywhere. Scenic views. Each drink, scenic views. It's at the Lodge. It's at Twin Peaks. Go to TwinPeaksRestaurant.com for more information. Frank,
before we start.
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not, Barry Bonds, 30 for 30, has come.
He 30-30'd a couple of times.
He 30-30'd more than once, 40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is probably 50 for 50. I'm not sure. Maybe it's a 60 for 50 or whatever.
40 for 40.
Okay. Yeah, 70.
30 for 30.
70 for 10.
I wonder if he will, if he is going to bare his soul.
And admit that
it'd
he's...
be interesting. I sure hope that's part. But go ahead.
Is he even going to be in it?
His Lance Armstrong moment?
Will he
be even going to talk?
Yeah. Is he going to talk to Oprah?
Cry?
Is that going to be what happens?
Is he going to cry?
Could be. Barbara Walters isn't here anymore, so it's going to be Oprah.
Nobody told me. I mean, baseball just looked the other way. I just tried to be as good as I could be, and baseball needed me at that time.
I will
stick up. All of us.
I'll stick up for all those guys.
I will, too.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It wasn't against the rules, for crying out loud.
No, it wasn't. There were no rules.
I love when people are like, are you going to let steroid guys in and Pete Rose up at the... Yes. They didn't break a rule.
I think there's probably a few steroid guys who are in the NFL Hall of Fame.
No, they're in the baseball Hall of Fame, too.
I know they are.
Big Poppy's in.
That's it.
I love how just because, we like Big Poppy, though. We're not going to hold it against him.
Yeah, I got you.
But he was named in the what was that report? The whatever report? He tested positive when all that was coming out, and yet nobody holds it against him, so it's laughable. The Baseball Writers Association should Mitchell be embarrassed. Report. The Mitchell Report.
I got you down the wrong rabbit hole. Go ahead. Back to your subject that you wanted to.
Did you watch the Gladiator one? The American Gladiators?
You know what? I have not. It's on. I record all the 30 for 30s and all the E60s. And it's on my. I see it's on my list, but I haven't watched it yet.
It was good. Episode 2, as Jazzy J pointed out, is tonight. So go back. If you have ESPN Plus or if you have On Demand and you can watch the first one, watch it first. But it was really good. I was keeping an eye on it last night.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep an eye on.
I will.
The stadium.
Uh-huh.
Some conversations that I've been having. North Kansas City, Clay County is not kidding.
I know that. Yes.
We talked about
this last week.
We did. But I was kind of the opinion that since no one, they weren't saying anything since their letter, that it was just kind of a political stunt to like get some attention. They're not kidding. They really want it. They think they can pay for it. I think it's been reported a half cent sales tax in Clay County, as opposed to the 3/8, which is really just for the Royals, a 3/16 sales tax, because the other 3/16, which, by the way, if you haven't done fraction math for a while.
It's been a while.
That's half of 3/8.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You know how I am with math.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
2 3/16 would be 6/16, which would be the same as 3/8.
Divided by 2 is 3/8.
So just so you know, only because I've had to help with kids' math more recently than you have. I remember the fraction thing? Otherwise, I would be lost as well.
Yeah.
Dad, how do you do this? Hang on, Google.
Here.
Let me figure this out.
Then you pretend you're smart.
So
this way you do it.
You know, Jackson County is a bigger county. Mm-hmm. More people, more expenditure. But Clay County thinks that they can raise the same amount of money that that the Royals would be getting with a half cent tax.
And then the Royals would pay their share.
And they want to get it on the ballot by November.
Right.
Now, to do that, I think you've got to, like, the drop-dead date. Like, the drop-dead date for August has come and gone.
Yes.
It just came and went. That was yesterday. It had come and went to get on the ballot for August in Jackson County. Most people think it's going to be April of next year for Jackson County.
Yes.
But Clay County wants to get something, and I think what's important for people to understand is if it's going to go on about in November, they've got sometime in August is the date that they've got to get it done. There's talk that they want the Royals to make a decision sooner rather than later so that they can go sell it to the voters.
Right.
Right. They can't be like, okay, let's say the deadline's August 25th. They can't on the 23rd be like, okay, the Royals are in and have 2 days. They want to go explain this is why it's going to be good. They want to go out and, for lack of a better term, sell it
to
the people in Clay County as to why it will be a good thing.
Right.
So sooner rather than later, the Royals would have to make a decision. The key here is if they're going to do that, the Royals have to sign and commit to, if this tax passes, we will come.
Right.
And so that's why it's of note, because if they are going to put it on an August ballot, they need to sell it. So they need a couple of months to do that. That's where we get back to June. So it means sometime next month,
which is tomorrow,
if the Royals want to get word in November, that they have a ballpark, the funding ready to go to start building a ballpark, then they need to get that done in June. And to get it done, to get it on the ballot to sell it, the Royals have to commit to it. Mm-hmm. So the Royals would have to say, we're coming North Kansas City.
Right. Within the next 30 days.
Theoretically. Yeah. I mean, they don't have to. But to get it on the ballot by November, and there's no hard date, but the realistic date is they need July and August to sell it to the voters.
Right.
And so the Royals would need to commit to legally signing that if you pass it, we will come this next month.
Right.
Do you think they will do that?
I think they're going to try. I don't think they'll have any trouble passing. If the Royals say yes, I don't think North Kansas City is going to have any trouble passing that resolution amongst their residents.
And is it the Merriman family? I think that's the name. That purchased 100-plus acres?
Who is a
friend of John Sherman's and purchased these acres in Clay County? and with the notion being most people are thinking that
maybe
would be
it'll happen, yes,
the land.
Here, yeah, 130 acres will do it.
Yeah.
I think that'll be just fine.
Yeah. It's 220 acres for the Truman Sports Complex, so you'd have half that, which is the whole thing, even the brushwood and all that, not just the parking and everything. So that seems to, like, what are you buying that acreage for? Now, land ownership, I said this, like, rich people like owning land.
Yeah, it's...
That's
very,
what they
it's very
do.
Very viable,
you know. Them, like, yeah. like
it's even a great if you, investment.
If you don't do something now, like the Kemper family owned the land that Sprint Center's on for many, many years.
Sure,
right. So, like when they left Kemper Arena, the Kempers got paid, right? Because they own the land. That's what rich people do.
Sure,
they own the land. And if you don't need it today, well, you'll need it. You'll buy it from my grandson. You'll buy it from his grandson.
It's finite.
You'll need it at some point.
Land is finite.
Right.
So,
you'll need it at some point. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, because I had somebody try to tell me, well, he didn't buy that land to do nothing with it. I'm like, yeah, actually they do sometimes. Like they will
sit
buy
on
that land.
Sure.
And just eventually there will be a need for it and they will make money on it at that time.
It's like Ted Turner owns half of Montana or Wyoming or one of those
right?
two
so,
states.
So I'm not... I do believe that that's what it was bought for, is to put a ballpark on it. But I'm not, I've seen enough, you know, the land that the Illig family and who was his original partner?
Neil Patterson.
Neil Patterson, that they owned the old Bannister Mall.
Yes.
It is yet to be developed, but they still own that land.
Yeah.
It was going to be the soccer development. Uh-huh. Didn't end up happening, so that went to KCK. But they still own land. So I've seen land that was, everybody said, this is what it's going to be for, not be for it, and it end up somewhere else. So I won't say that just because this land was bought, it's going to happen, because they can turn a profit on it in another way, some way down the road. But there are a lot of dominoes that are starting to line up for it.
Yes. The other thing is, though, you know, you talk about friends of John Sherman, maybe the Dunn family. Obviously, they're friends of John Sherman. Now, they could be involved. They're going to probably build.
Now.
Right, they're going to probably build the state, no matter where they are. But I think the Dunns probably, I might be wrong here, owned that land in downtown on the southeast side where they're proposing that was a lot of that
they
land
some
there.
Of it.
Well, some of it was the Dunn family owned that as well.
Yeah, so, I'd heard that they owned all of it. Now, since like Todd came in and said, no, this is owned here, and here. But yes, that's certainly part. And I think that's still a compelling option. What I think also makes me think now that not only they can want to be serious, but that's great that you want it and you think you can fund it. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that adds up to why that would be the best spot for the Royals to go?
Because they want them and they're going to fund it.
Okay, yeah.
The land.
Right.
Okay.
How about this one?
They're in a great position. Okay, you got Jackson County on you, right? Now you got North Kansas City. Clay County?
Yes, Clay County.
Clay County. Now they're interested. Okay.
Well, the competition
Perfect.
Helps. Yeah, I never understood the idea of it's going to be in Kansas City, Missouri, no matter what.
Right, and I also think that they... Come hell or high water, they're leaving the sports complex, okay? I think it would behoove the Royals right now, John Sherman Company, to take the media into the sports complex and show them the deterioration
that is the scare tactic that Fenway Park is still standing.
No.
I understand, but
Fenway's not going anywhere. I mean, they're not going to do anything with Fenway.
That is such a tired. It's the one thing. As much as John Sherman has tried to be above board, and I think has tried to be transparent in everything he's doing.
Yes,
the old the stadium, like, we can't play here, is bull. It's bunk. I'm going to tell you, every concrete structure needs maintenance along the way.
I'm sure they do.
And it's why I pointed out, why I brought the woman on who wrote the story, that 7-year-old Viking Stadium needs $200 million worth of work.
Yes.
You're never done keeping up with it.
Right, I understand.
So that's the idea that, like, oh, Kauffman is just going to crumble in 2032, so my God,
like,
get it
old,
built is ridiculousness.
Like the old Sky Dome in Seattle where the concrete was falling out of
That is not... It will, if you don't maintain it, like any structure, will eventually weather and collapse. But that's their spiel. But here's the other part as to why I think North Kansas City has a better shot than I originally thought. And that is, the more I talk to people about the Chiefs, who are, again, deafeningly silent.
Yes, they are. They're not dumb.
Deafeningly silent in how they're doing things.
Who, me?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're just over here. We're all good.
We have OTAs. Just leave us alone.
We're over here busy winning Super Bowls.
We're talking about the fair catch.
We'll get that to you.
Let this 286 win percentage circus play out over here. We'll be over here polishing
our
the Super Bowl
75%
trophy.
Winning.
We'll get that to you.
Which is unfortunate. I'm not trying to you know, hammer the Royals. But no. it doesn't help that they're not winning right now.
Exactly.
And the Chiefs are in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. One, I've been told that there is no way that that the state of Missouri will lose another NFL team.
Right.
That, like, they will be,
Chiefs
the state
ain't going
will be
nowhere.
On high alert. Okay, but here's what I think people need to understand. The Chiefs are not signing on to a $2 billion package that they pay $1.5 billion,
no.
Which are the numbers that the Royals are talking about. First of all, the 3-inch sales tax extension will not. I've at least had enough people agree with, you know, tell me, yeah, that's not going to work. Extending that sales tax will not fund a new Kauffman Stadium and a new football stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It will not.
Right.
It is not enough money. Because all you need to do is look at Nashville, and I got some folks that I was talking to that said no NFL team. Like, everyone talks about Patrick Mahomes and he's got to, you know, the other quarterbacks. He's got to ask for it because he's got to take care of the quarterbacks. And he even kind of
alluded to help them bump up their viability.
He kind of alluded to that last week, too, that, like, listen, I got to do right by the other quarterbacks. No NFL team is going to pay more than half of the freight on a stadium.
Right.
All you got to do is look down in Nashville, where I think the project is $2.1 billion, and they're going to get $1.55 billion in public funding. That's what you need to be ready for to keep the Kansas City Chiefs. Or if you're Kansas and you want to steal it, yeah, or more. That's what's going on in Nashville. They are going to expect you to pay the freight, the vast majority, and they will get it. Because if not, Kansas will pay it, and if Kansas won't, they'll move the team. Now, I don't think they're going to have to move the team.
No.
I want to be clear. But there will not be a shortage of places that will pay it for the football team. And I think the key is that any project that gets done, like, my fear is that the Hunt family is going to want to renovate Arrowhead again.
Ugh.
And the key to me is Kansas City has to say, if we're going to give you that kind of money, whether it's Kansas City, Missouri,
palace.
Or Kansas City, Kansas, we want a domed, modern, state-of-the-art, roll the grass in, roll the turf in, roll the concert floor in, retractable roof stadium that will get us a Super Bowl. We want a guarantee of a Super Bowl from the NFL, which they will give.
Yeah, Final Four.
That we will get one Super Bowl, and then we can get back into the Final Four business.
Yep, rotation.
And in the major concert business year-round.
Right.
Not just a three-month window when the Chiefs aren't playing and the weather's good enough.
Right.
Right? That has to be the key, is that the what I hope the politicians of this area will do is, we're not pouring $1 billion into leaving the roof off the top of Arrowhead Stadium.
No, not this time.
We have to, if we're going to fund this kind of money, then we have to get more out of it for the city. Because I am terrified that what the Chiefs are going to want is to build another spaceship landing on the top of the other side of Arrowhead, which was their original plan for the renovations, but then the cost got out of hand. Or more luxury boxes underneath Arrowhead and leave it open air. Like this, the modern city has football-sized stadium buildings that you can control the temperature.
Right.
And there's no reason that this city shouldn't have that.
Yeah, and it becomes viable 365 days a year.
But I'm going to tell you, one of the reasons why I think North Kansas City is important is because I don't know that the 3/8 cent sales tax will even pay for what the Chiefs are going to require to stay in Kansas City, Missouri.
A new Royals stadium.
There is no money for the Royals, in my opinion.
Right.
None.
Right.
Unless Kansas City, Missouri is going to pay it, unless the taxpayers of Jackson County are going to approve a bigger sales tax, unless the state of Missouri is going to fund it. I don't think there is any way that the Kansas City Royals are going to get that kind of money. And I think by going first, Their reason for going first is, one, because I think the owner wants to leave a legacy, and he thinks it's what's best for this city mm-hmm. is to have a new modern area and a new modern ballpark.
Yeah.
But secondly,
and he is a Kansas Cityan.
I think secondly, they are terrified of the Chiefs going first, taking all the money, and everybody yes. saying, we're not going to pay for your 54 win ass.
Right.
So, like, that's what I think is also at work here.
Yeah, I also think, too, remember when it was just the Athletics, right? That thing went up for the voters, and they said no. 2 seconds later, they're in Vegas. You know what I mean? 2 seconds later, they're gone. The only thing we've got going here is the fact that the owner is a Kansas Cityan, and that would not be a great legacy to have your Major League Baseball team move from here, as you with owner, to another city. Not to the state of Kansas, right across state line, but to another city. And I don't think he wants that, so he's going to try to do whatever he can. And, I mean, he's a businessman, so he wants the best deal. And he'll take, if it's Jackson County, fine. If it's Clay County, fine. If it's Wyandotte County, fine. But we're going to stay here in Kansas City. And didn't we touch on this last week a little bit? Or a lot of the new ballparks, correct me if I'm wrong, moving. Like, remember 10, 15 years ago, the trend was, wow, we got to be downtown. We got the Clevelands, and Camden Yards has been there for a long time. But you got the Clevelands, et cetera. They went to Atlanta. We're downtown. This is great. Boom. Now, all of a sudden, the tendency is to move to the suburbs.
Milwaukee and Atlanta have done that.
Have done that, right.
Listen, Fenway Park isn't in the heart of downtown Boston.
No, it's not. It's
Wrigley Field is not in the heart of downtown Chicago.
Right.
You know, so it would not. It's not unheard of.
But they're not in the suburbs, so to speak, where they are. Okay, you know what I mean? These other teams are moving them to the suburbs.
And would you call North Kansas City the suburbs?
A little bit. I would call Western Wyandotte County more of a suburb.
If you can see the downtown skyline prominently in your outfield, are you really in the suburbs?
No, not really. You're attached.
It's a wonderful community. I'm not diminishing it as like, oh, it's worth. It's just I would consider it more in the urban core.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's not downtown Kansas City, Missouri, but if you can see it, you're in the heart of the city.
Yeah, okay.
They'd have to fix it. They have to set it up in the way that it was facing, the open area was facing to get that look.
But to get that look, if that's what you wanted. But I don't know. I just think the more, I'm not so sure that it isn't. And that's why I think I would like to hear what Mayor Lucas has to say beyond just his tweets. Because in some ways, I think if people knew what you're going to be asked to pay for the Chiefs up front mm-hmm. before you knew the Royals, I think Kansas City, Missouri might say, like, first of all, the Kansas-Missouri rivalry, well, at least they're not going to Kansas.
Yeah.
Which I don't think should be anybody's mindset. But if hey, I want it close for driving and I live in Independence. Okay, this is closer than going over to KCK or K-10 in Ridgeview or wherever the sites may pop up in Kansas. If what you want is proximity, great, then you should root for this. But if you're going to be asked to pay a half-cent sales tax just for the Chiefs, and then the Royals need a 3.8-cent sales tax, and so what was a 3.8-cent sales tax for everything now becomes a full cent for the two of them.
Yeah, the two.
Now we're different. Like and I think that's maybe one of the things that's at foot here is let's get the Royals done. That's the tougher sell.
Yeah,
and then
we'll come in
for the big ask.
Yeah.
For the big boys who were winning and going to be winning
after the
as long as Mahomes
exactly.
is
next Super Bowl
exactly.
healthy.
That's a good point because it's, well, we don't have much left. Let's hold the Lombardi trophies. Hello.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And if they do the thing that Denver did years ago when they went from Mile High Stadium to Invesco and then became 99 different other stadiums, they built that stadium right next to the old Mile High Stadium as they continued to play in Mile High Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It was right next door. And I think it was much more difficult there because of the lack of room compared to how much room they have.
There have been a few of those. The Reds' new ballpark was built.
Right.
The Mets was built that way.
There have been
a few of them just like that.
Yeah, so they could do that as well while they're playing in Arrowhead. They'd be building a stadium right next door.
Yeah.
And then they knock Arrowhead down and make their own entertainment center there as well.
And that's the other thing is, like, I do want to be clear, though. I'm all for all these entertainment centers, But like I said with the Coyotes, like if you're going to that bar, you're not going to some other bar.
Exactly.
So right? Unless
we're going to have three.
Somehow building this new entertainment area means that with it, I'm relocating 200,000 people to live in this town, which I don't think anybody's doing.
Right.
Then you just go for, like, if you put an entertainment district, like, I assume Independence suffers.
Yes.
Right? Like, that Independence, where the IEC is and all of that, mm-hmm. that area, mm-hmm. like, you know, that's kind of a little hub area, right?
Right.
Or if you put it over in North Kansas City, does the P&L suffer?
Yes.
I would assume so.
Sure will. Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? Like,
no 81 entertainment days there a year?
Listen, I'm all for keeping our teams, let me be clear, but I just, I will not lie to people because, it's without faults because it's what I want, which is what I think too many people do.
Sure.
Like, it's great to have a new entertainment district. I'd like to go there, but it means I'm not going someplace else.
Right. The only time, look, this is me. Okay, I'm an old man, so just something, if I get invited and we end up going to the Sprint Center for a concert, I'm down there, and there's Johnny's and Fadden's, all the bars, mm-hmm. whatever, they're open, and you're in and out, and the live right there, P&L live right there. That's great. Okay, there. If I'm going to the Royals game, I'm going to the Royals game, and my entertainment is inside the stadium at that time, okay, because that's all that's out there. All right, so now you're going to build a new place. And now you're going to have an entertainment center, too.
And they're going to own it.
And they're going to own it. And that's when I go to the Royals game, that's where I'm going. I'm not going to go to the P&L. I'm going to go to the new ballpark or where the entertainment center. The Chiefs are playing. I'm going to go to Arrowhead for my tailgate or whatever. They build an entertainment center. It's like New England. It's like the Patriots in Foxborough. They've got their stadium, and they've got that entertainment center there. But I think a lot of the year, unless there's a concert or something big going on at Foxborough, I don't think that entertainment area is pouring into people.
How many people, if given like half a dozen bars, open air bars, right next to the stadium,
yeah,
would choose to load up their truck and get there at 9 a.m. and cook and do all the things and still think, there are many that will.
Yeah.
Listen, the Kansas City Barbecue Store is founded on that spirit.
Yes,
I am not trying to tell you that nobody would do it. Many people would do it. But how many people, and let me tell you, my arm is in the air, would just go and pay for the $16 beer.
I'm going to let somebody else cook.
At, you know, or at least like maybe outside the stadium, $8 beer.
Right.
At a place where I could kind of get a vibe and an atmosphere, and it's all Chiefs fans, but I ain't got to mess with any of that crap.
Right, right. I'm not bringing my tablecloth,
right.
my silverware, my charcoal cooker.
I remember our buddy Bubby would bring all that stuff, and I'm like, his car was packed to the top, and it's like, I loved going, and he would cook, and I loved eating. Well, hey, you know, maybe we'll take turns doing it. No chance.
Yeah, nobody. Only Bubby.
Chance.
No way.
Am I going to be that guy? So, I mean, I think there are some people that wouldn't mind. Like, I think the Chiefs, like, I also hope that they're not like, well, we have to renovate Arrowhead because we can't lose the tailgating.
Oh, boy.
Like, you can lose a little bit of it if you give them something else to do.
Yeah. Well, they have to. I think when they rebuild their stadium, they're almost going to have to give them something, another amenity there. Some, maybe not a total entertainment district, but something else there that they can do.
And I do get the grills everywhere and the smoke over Arrowhead. It has become a part of our identity as a football fan base.
That's all they ever talk
about. So I would never say, let's plop it right down in the middle of downtown with no parking and no tailgating ever. No. I think you can get between the Loop and Union Station and put a lot of parking around that area. Right?
And
it
also
takes some relocating, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that's where it will end up. I would love to see that, but I don't think it will happen.
It was the main focus of the Monday Night Football crew when there was no team.
Oh. Yes.
Now, they were a decent team. And in 91, when the Bills came here, it was something. But and now it's Monday Night Football. It's a little bit.
I do
but
think
it's mostly,
it is still part
team.
Of the reason why Chicago Bears fans are going to swamp, are going to come. And why people come from Omaha and all that. Yeah. It is still part of the,
especially those teams you don't play every year.
You know,
their fans come in here, and it's a once.
Ole Miss,
it's on a bucket list.
Ole Miss sucks. okay, in football most years.
But you got to go.
But the Grove,
you got to go,
is a thing.
You got to go.
And people go there for that. They sell tickets for people to just come see that spectacle. Mm-hmm. And that is part of what Chiefs football is now.
Yes.
It is a freaking barbecue contest. It is a, you know, that's part of what it is. And so they do have to think of that. I just hope that that doesn't drive, like, well, we'll just keep Arrowhead. Like, this town, if it's going to spend that kind of money, needs to get back on the Final Four schedule and needs to get a Super Bowl through here. Yeah. And then needs to have a building that can have major concerts year round.
Yes.
Like, that needs to be part of the equation. Yeah. And so I will not. Not that anybody, a couple people might care, but I won't support any kind of plan that keeps the Chiefs in a building that cannot host Final Fours.
Yeah, me too.
None.
I'm with you.
None. None. I don't care how much the Hunt family, or if it's Clark himself, how much they love that building and love the fact that Lamar, that's great. Lamar was ahead of his time, and he had a great vision, and it served this community extremely well, and I will forever be grateful for the ones that don't live in Dallas and for Lamar Jr. that does live here for that vision and for supporting it and everything. But it's now time for the next vision.
Yeah. Definitely.
And the next vision is not that anymore. And so be what your father was. Be iconic. Identify what the future is and build the facility that the metropolitan area needs as we go into the next generation.
Yeah.
Because that's not it. That's not it.
Nope.
No.
I totally agree. I think the coolest thing in the world was the original rolling roof deal. Now, I know the original one just covered. You know, it didn't clamp down on it. Didn't really keep. There were spots. The coolest thing, we have the greatest architecture firms, the sports architecture firms in the world in Kansas City. We have four of them here, okay? If those four can't figure out a way to do something like that that would make it a tourist attraction 365 days a year. I mean, somebody driving across I-70 going from St. Louis to Denver, okay? And we got to stop. I got to go in there and see that roof. We got to go in and see that rolling roof that comes over, clamps down. Then it's the weather's out. We can heat it. We got Final Fours, but during football season, it's rolled back and it's sitting there. We got cars parked under. Damn it!
It's not happening.
Yeah,
I'm never going again. Then
we will take a break. Come back. Get some Frank opinions.
Such a good idea.
Next with the Godfather of Kansas City Sports, Frank Bowley, is brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. It's Happy Hour at Twin Peaks. Go get you a man-sized 29 degree man-sized draft beer. Let me put that in the right order. And you can of course check out that made from scratch menu. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's right now.
Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind: integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call, 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing, integrity matters.
Twin Peaks.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. How many men have played in a Final Four and a World Series?
Kenny Lofton has.
He has.
Here ended the list.
Wow. Nope.
Final Four and World Series.
Wow.
Danny Ainge? No. He was NBA Finals in a baseball game. There's like one other guy.
There is two. Tim Stoddard, who played on the 1974 NC State National Champions and was a pitcher for the 1979
Kenny Lofton's
Baltimore
birthday
Orioles.
Today. That's how I knew that was going to be on there.
He's 56.
So is Joe Namath.
Yeah, I dealt with his overrated backside last hour.
Another Western Pennsylvania quarterback.
Yeah. He was a gem.
He was a piece
Well, look
of
at him
work.
Smoking these Browns, Curtis. 17 to 28
Jets.
For 252.
I just want to kiss you.
24-14 loss.
Yeah. How many TDs? How many picks?
I know. He threw at least two.
There's a touchdown right there.
He threw at least two.
Don Maynard, yeah.
Don Maynard, yeah. Number 13, baby.
Billy Andrews got him twice.
That's number 83.
Be George Sauer.
George Sauer.
Yeah, it looked like 13.
By the way, he could spin it though.
He could spin it.
He could throw.
I mean,
he had no legs.
He lets his thing.
No knees.
He backfoots that thing, and it's a dart.
It's all wrists.
He had an arm,
yeah,
for sure. Probably the best there was at that time.
He was a piece of work.
The Godfather Frank Bull is with us, brought to you by Twin Peaks. TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Get you some happy hour. Right now, 29-degree man-sized draft beer for you at Twin Peaks. They've got, always all kinds of events going on. They're going to be having the Miss Twin Peaks in-store signings. So you can meet your local Miss Twin Peaks representative. That's coming up on June 16th, Frank. 5 to 7 p. Gotcha. Don't miss the party.
Man-sized drink, I'll need that night.
Yes, you will. Yes, you most certainly.
And cold.
You most certainly will. All right, let's get to some Frank opinions. Curtis, Frank Bull is with us. Where do we begin?
Who are you rooting for in the NBA Finals, Nuggets or Heat?
Nuggets. Go Nugs.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets are the people's champ.
What's the number?
Mathematician. Fraction.
67%.
66.
78.8.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, I went too low, is what I was thinking. So, yes, thank you.
Obviously, you didn't.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Commanding 1-0 lead. Wow. I shall not look back.
He's way out in front. Okay. Who will win the NBA Finals? Nuggets in 4 or 5, Nuggets in 6 or 7, Heat in 6 or 7, Heat in 4 or 5.
Nuggets in 6 or 7.
Nuggets in 4 or 5.
Nuggets in 6 or 7, 48%. Nuggets in 4 or 5,
45%.
The heat evaporated.
It's 48-45, though. It's pretty close. 7% said Heat in 6 or 7, and 0.3% think the Heat are going to blow them out.
If Mike Malone could stop telling me how hard it's going to be to win, just accept you're a heavy favorite.
Yeah, he's trying to...
you guys think this is going to be easy?
Throw the seeds out.
It's
going to
be the most difficult thing we've ever done in our lives. Settle down.
CYA. That's a CYA.
You're supposed to win now. Welcome to expectations, guy.
Right. How many guys get to play 2 8s in the same playoffs?
Yeah,
that's right.
And a 7.
Yeah. Like, this is a yellow brick road. This is 1988 Kansas Jayhawks, except you ain't got OU waiting at the end.
So you got 2-1 seeds in that Final Four, at
least.
That's right.
You got another.
Was that Spurs in 99?
Sloppy second, sloppy eighth sitting there.
Did the Spurs in 99 even play 2 8s? Were they the one out west that year?
Yeah. So they would have played both 8s.
So they would have gotten 2 8s. That's it.
Crazy 8s. All right, who ends up with the season? By the way, it's rare. So often when I do these, I do a who you're rooting for and who will win. Usually it's flipped. The team that people are rooting for is the team that they don't think is going to win. This is the first time it's been overwhelming in the same direction.
Right.
So everyone thinks the Nuggets are going to win. Everyone wants them to win. Who ends up the season with a higher batting average? Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Massey?
No, Bobby Witt they'll take. I like Massey, though. I like that kid. But they're going to take Bobby Witt Jr. The golden child. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to go Michael Massey. I mean, the recency bias of him hitting well.
54-46, Bobby.
God.
That's pretty close.
That is, but who do we all think? I think Massey.
No, I think Massey may.
This
do it.
Season?
Yeah.
Massey.
Yeah, he's about 12 points up on him now. Yeah, mm-hmm. I tend to think that.
I don't think most fans even know that. He's 12 points up, you know what I mean?
We've already established that Bobby hasn't had a 10-day stretch all year,
right.
10-game stretch all year, which
since April.
Hit those
April.
Numbers. So,
all right, who does DeAndre Hopkins play for this season? Chiefs, Bills, or other?
Fans are going to say Chiefs, but I don't think he's going to play for either one of them.
Yeah, I think we talked about this.
I'm going to say other. Yeah, pick other.
We talked about it on our Red, Gold, and Bold podcast, and Chidea said, I don't know, was it Eager or Jeff? Which one of them was like, it's a team that no one's talking about.
Cleveland.
A team with a lot of cap room because it's going to be a cash grab. He ain't going.
Jaguars.
I think the Carolina Panthers.
Do you?
Yeah. I think it'll be.
A lot of people think Baltimore too. Baltimore,
the Panthers have got the money, got the spot.
I think Jacksonville has some cap space, don't they? I think Jacksonville has a lot of cap space.
No, Jacksonville spent a lot of money last year.
All right.
But, I mean, everybody.
You can maneuver it.
Most teams, like, save the Saints, who can't figure out anything when it comes to the cap, could move some things around and make it happen. Mm-hmm. But Carolina can just do it. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be Carolina. So I think other is the right answer. Do they think that she's. What are you saying?
I said other.
Yeah, I'll go other as well.
Number?
Oh, man. That was the right answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. 39%.
40.
64.
Holy mackerel.
Of those who picked one of the two teams, Chiefs 22, Bills 14.
Where was your break-even point? If I went 50 or something like that, would that have been you go
Yeah,
lower?
50 would make me think.
Because of three.
Yeah.
Having three deals.
Yeah.
Okay. 60's a big number with three.
More overrated quarterback, Joe Namath, Troy Aikman.
Everybody hates Troy Aikman. So, I love Joe Namath. I'll say Troy Aikman.
I'll say Aikman as well.
Number?
Wow.
77.
God, just because Kirst beats on him every day, is that what you're saying?
No, Aikman, we said Aikman.
I know.
So Kirst,
oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Kirst beats on Namath.
76.
I'm the guy who thinks Aikman sucks. 50, as far as Hall of Famers go.
51.7.
That's where it probably ought to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's legit. I thought for sure you'd be.
Joe really helped the. Now we won't talk about stats. He really helped the NFL. I mean, he really got interest primed up and going. He was a winner from that standpoint.
That's
mink coats, bachelor's three, all of that sort of stuff. He was a dude. He was a dude.
I almost got pushed out of the owning bachelor's three.
Yes.
So he said, I'm not going to sell. Yeah. Rate the succession series finale 0 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 10.
7 to 10.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 to 10.
Number?
My turn?
Yes.
75.
God. I was hoping you were going to come in the 60s and I would take the over. I'm trying to think if anybody's not going to like it.
There's always people that don't like it.
75. I'll go 76. I think this one's going to be pretty universally liked.
49.4.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
And 25.3. It's split perfectly. 0 to 3, 0 to 3, 4 to 6.
Seriously?
Both 25.3.
What was not to like?
What else could have happened unless Ken jumped off the bridge? Jumped into the
Someone
water.
Someone responded, anything other than 7 to 10 is wrong. Absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
More than half the people are absolutely wrong.
About the ending, about, I hope this doesn't end up like this show or that show or whatever. And I thought, you know what? That was pretty good.
I'd be interested if you just left 10 as its own, like 100%, like 10 as its own thing, and then like 7 to 9, and then done it that way.
Like 10, 9, 8, 7, and seen what that was?
No, just 7 to 9 as its own thing, and then 10 as a standalone score.
Yeah. 10 out of 10.
I liked it. I'm not sure how else. Yeah. I thought it was better than, well, season 3 sucked.
Yeah, it was too dragged out.
It was, hey, look, Kendall's an idiot. Right. Yeah, I got it.
We know.
Five
we
episodes.
We know Roman's crazy, too. Okay? Shiv ain't much better, but doggone it, let's get away from that.
I will say, I will give them credit. You know, I don't mind you go one extra season. But they were like, we're kind of out of good ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's go.
Plus, who's a Brian Cox was Logan Roy, right? The old man. He said, I think they killed me one episode too early.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He said, I think I was out just a little too early.
He's
it was the very
right.
beginning of that episode.
Yeah,
it was the very beginning when he went down on the plane. So.
He's probably right.
One thing that HBO's
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Spoiler alert.
One thing that HBO's good at is letting the creators of shows end it when they think it's appropriate. Networks, like the big networks, tend to want to drag them out. And that was some controversy with them.
Well, the networks are always I will say this. It's can we get a show that goes more than 8 episodes? Like, I love Barry, but what has it got, like 6 episodes?
Well, but the...
I mean, like... you know.
The bigger networks like NBC, there was controversy that they wanted The Good Place to continue because it was so popular. But the creator of the show said, no, we wrote it for four seasons. We're stopping it at four seasons.
Yeah.
But that's why a lot of network TV shows, the old saying, jump the shark. That's why things like that happen. It's because the network wants to keep dragging out
the show.
There's
no more good ideas, and they keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They start back again.
They always kind of leave them wanting, you know,
more.
Leave them wanting something.
Did you watch Barry?
No, I did not watch Barry.
You haven't seen the end of Barry yet?
Uh-uh. Sorry. Hey, we've got Ted Lasso tonight.
I know.
That's it tonight. That's it.
I just watched, like, two nights ago, the next to last one.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
That one was great.
This is really a good season.
And it's been a very good season. I agree.
The whole show has been really good, really well done.
Yeah.
And that's not just because
Jason Sudeikis
is one of ours. But it was really, you know, it came at a time we needed it, and we needed that kind of show. We didn't need another Game of Thrones. We didn't need another Breaking Bad. We needed a show that was uplifting, positive.
We can need that. Fun. You don't have to rip the other shows.
I love the other shows. I love Game of Thrones.
To celebrate Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso, awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic show.
Right.
My wife watched the first 20 minutes of the first episode after I had watched all of season one.
Of what?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Like during the pandemic, I watch it and I go, she goes, what are you watching? I go, I am watching the fourth consecutive episode of Ted Lasso. This show is absolutely fantastic. I remember texting Nate and being like, because it's a science soccer. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Nate, have you seen this Ted Lasso? This thing is awesome. He's like, oh, my God, it's so good.
So good.
Right? Like, we were texting each other. I was like, this thing is great. My wife's like, whatever. Then, like, 3 months later, she comes to me. She goes, have you heard about this Ted Lasso show? It's supposed to be really good. I'm like, yeah, it's the show I said I will rewatch the six episodes I've seen.
Yeah.
I said, I will watch it with you. Let's go. Sit down with my oldest daughter. I said, listen, there's a little bit of language, you know, only the oldest daughter. She's like, okay. We sit down. 20 minutes in. I mean, I can't believe this language. Gets up and walks out.
It's like,
I know.
What language?
She goes, what are we doing here? I said, I told you there was some
language
in this, but it is a sweet show.
You need to.
No, she was out. Done.
That's like my wife, the first episode of Game of Thrones.
She was that.
Halfway through, done.
I get that.
Are you kidding? What's going on?
I would never even consider asking my wife to watch 1 second
of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I love Game of Thrones.
Wait a minute. Aren't they brother and sister? Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Yes. Like, I cannot believe.
Oh, my God.
Well, you don't have to believe. It is make-believe. It is fiction.
Remember, it is not real.
There's dragons in here. There's dragons.
All right.
That's it? That's it. We're all in the end.
I lost.
4-2, Frank.
Yes.
That puts Frank ahead, 9-8-4.
That's not right.
Yeah.
And Seren still leads on aggregate, 67-66.
So you just
won up on the questions.
I'm still technically better. That's how I'm gonna. That's how I'm gonna choose to
do
that.
The way it is. Okay.
We will take a break. You've got a negative run differential, Frank. It's clearly.
Boy, who's that sound like?
In the long run, I'm gonna be there. Let's take a break.
We'll see.
The Godfather of Kansas City Sports, Frank Bull, is with us. We find out how stupid I am on current events.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
What in the world, Seren? It's next here in the program. All right, Frank, what in the world? What do you got for me?
All right, buddy. The vacant Cerner campus in KCK is being rezoned for what?
In KCK. a rocket to take off. SpaceX.
North Tower is going to be apartments and commercial space. Oh, cool. South Tower will remain office space for somebody. Okay, for the third year in a row, what small Kansas city was named the best small town to visit in the United States? Third year in a row.
That would be the Stockyard. I can't remember the town. I don't know. Dodge City.
No, that is the Stockyard. Abilene. Kansas.
Abilene.
Okay. Eisenhower. What small college is closing its doors in the state of Iowa?
Iowa Wesleyan.
Hellmummy and Mike Leach in the air raid offense.
I read a nice article in The Athletic about all kinds of other people that went to school there.
Al Pacino and his girlfriend Noom Alfala expecting their fourth child. How old is Al Pacino?
He's like 78, I think.
83.
Yes. There you go, Al. Get it done.
All right, in what year do the Royals have the most wins before June 1st? Brought to you by Good Sense.